Hi,
welcome to the Cake Adjacent Podcast, a once a weekish update on all things food, family, community, gardening, whatever. We call it Sidecar. If it has to do with the rituals around food and holidays, making food or taking it places, or remembering what we were eating during important times in our lives, we'll talk about it here. I am your host and bestie, Jen Coleslaw, coming to you from the currently cloudy and very humid suburbs of Northern Virginia. Hi, friends. Happy birthday month to all May birthdays, including me. Lots of things have happened in the last month and not all of them good, so I'm going to just say this about that. It has been a month since I was yeeted like one of Ingo's jellyfish from my office that I've had for 15 years. Not my job, but my office space. And I'm still feeling really unmoored by that experience. As much as I love working from home because I get to do so much more, get so much more accomplished, having lost that communal space where I felt like I belonged, you know how much I love to feel like I'm part of something. I really miss having a place to go where most people like me, where I'm a subject matter expert, where I'm a fixer of problems, whether it's part of my job or not. I may have grown up, but I didn't grow out of needing to belong. And now I feel like I'm on house arrest in a house that's even more cluttered now that all my office detritus is back in my living room. And I know that in the big picture of things to be upset about in the world, this is pretty small potatoes, but they're my potatoes, so they seem big to me. And while my friend Jason Isbell says, "The truth makes for strong armor," I'm not feeling very well fortified. I'm worried about the future of the nonprofit that I've been with for the past 15 years, the longest I've been anywhere, and I'm worried about making sure my staff get paid first and foremost, and then hopefully I continue to get paid. I mean, don't worry, if I don't get paid, I won't continue to do that work. I learned a long time ago that a job is just a means to an end. It's what you do to collect a paycheck, and if you love doing it, that's great. But I totally don't go for that hippy-dippy bullshit that if you love what you do, then it isn't work. It is absolutely work, and I don't do it for free. But, you know, I probably will need a paycheck from somewhere at some point if this all goes south. In other news, we got through Earth Month despite being a broken-up office and feeling very much like everyone was against us, but man, I was tired when May rolled around and was not really up for my birthday, which was last Friday. You know, every year I care less and less about my birthday, which is a bit of a bummer because it's such a nice time of year. It's spring and new plants are coming up and it's warmer weather and it's all the sunshine and the owls and the pollinators and the tree frogs are all out and they're singing and buzzing and hooting. But as I have said before, without the winter rest and those quiet snow days, the cold weather that brings growing to a halt, the spring rebirth just feels like a fucking drag, and my birthday falls right in the middle of that. And in a lot of ways, it's something just to ignore and get through. In the olden days in Providence, it would be one of the very first spring parties of the season, and everyone would come over and hang out in the backyard, and we'd make all kinds of food, and friends would bring all kinds of food, and their dogs, and eventually their kids, and it was a big celebration of spring and community and friendship. And I know you're thinking that, oh, here she goes, she's going to complain that she doesn't have that here. And I'm going to say I have no friends and there's no community. But I realized this year that I could totally have a big party in the backyard and invite all of my Northern Virginia friends because despite my protestations, I do have a lot of friends here. But this year I was absolutely too exhausted and beat up. So maybe next year. Put it on your calendar, first week of May. But speaking of feeling beat up, how do people manage to not just go from one crisis to another? I used to be so good at managing my universe so that I always had energy for the things that were important to me personally, even when other bad things were happening around me at work or even, you know, in my personal life. But I feel like I've lost that superpower. And I don't know if it's because the world is burning down or if it's because I'm getting older and I'm just not as sharp as I used to be or some combination of all the things. And I ask not to whine or solicit sympathy. I'm genuinely curious how people are able to compartmentalize these days, because I would like to learn how to do that. Okay, so in other news, we have a brand new pool on site, but it is still in a box, which is fine because we've been very busy. The old pool has gone to the dump, and all of the parts that could be recycled have been recycled, which is awesome. The plan is to unpack the pool and put it up this weekend. It takes about a half a day to build it and then overnight to fill it. I have the fancy new Swedish mixer, and it is unboxed and it is gorgeous, but it is as of yet untested. All of my plants are on a table outside. I moved them outside the greenhouse last weekend, and I hope to get everything into the ground or in pots by the end of the weekend, or maybe by halfway through next week. We went to the Future Farmers of America plant sale on Saturday, and while they did not have a ton of interesting or unusual plants, they did have some, and so I dropped some cash with them because they are such good kids. They're so sweet and polite and earnest, and if there is one thing we need more of in the United States, it is farmers and big animal vets and folks who do small engine repair and folks who understand how the planet works to keep us alive. Anyway, I got two flats of plants, which include a few pumpkins and some tomatoes and peppers and cucumbers and assorted annual flowers. Patreon's got a visual update this past weekend of what is blooming around the house, and so that is the garden update for now. I think I'll probably have another one next week, probably with more flowers. But I'm going to circle back for a second on something I mentioned at the top of the podcast, and that is how hard it is not to have a place to go for work stuff. So those of you who follow me on the socials know I have a love-hate relationship with MSNBC's Morning Joe. But this morning, which is now Wednesday, because I am now writing this over several days this week instead of one big, fat, messy brain dump, which how it usually goes. So if this seems a little disjointed and I'm bouncing around, that's why. And they had this great segment about the art of small talk, which came right after a segment with Luke Russert, who was a really great segment, which is worth watching. So I recommend going and finding it. Anyway, two women, Casey Wilson and Jessica St. Clair, Casey Wilson being from Rhode Island, by the way, who wrote and recorded an audiobook called The Art of Small Talk. And they were very funny and very charming ladies. And I realized that one of the things I have been missing so much in the last month is the small talk that I engage in either on my way to the office, if I stop and get donuts, or saying, oh my gosh, I love those shoes, to some complete stranger in the elevator when I'm riding up from the garage to my office, or stopping by in someone else's cubicle or office to remind them that it's going to be a nice day out, so make sure they go outside for some fresh air. I am sure that you can tell that I am a person who will talk to anyone, anywhere, at any time. I do not like the self-checkout line at the grocery store because there's no one to talk to ahead of me or behind me because I am distracted by having to check out my own groceries. I cannot tell you how many times I have engaged some person behind me asking about some food item they have put on the conveyor belt that I have wondered about but have not tried. Or when the person in front of me realizes they got a carton of milk that's leaking, or they forgot something, and I am the one who offers to run and get that thing for them, because I'm simply not capable of standing there and minding my own goddamn business. And I miss that little bit of low-stakes human interaction now that I am on house arrest. Okay, but the good news is that because I'm home all the time, I have managed to start, nurture, and feed a sourdough starter, and I made 2 loaves of bread. Now, I'm not sure if it really counts, but I made it in my bread maker, my bread machine, but I gotta say that baking bread is kind of my kryptonite. I have never done well with bread. Even with my bread machine, I have struggled, but I have finally figured out the trick. You have to follow the directions for the bread machine and the recipe for the bread. You have to do both of those things in order for it to be successful. It's like a light bulb going off in my head. So a sourdough loaf in the bread machine is not as like crunchy if I had done it in the oven, but it was still really good. It was perfect for toast. We had it a couple of nights with like scrambled eggs and bacon and sourdough toast, and it's perfect for sandwiches. So the next step will be to let the bread machine proof the dough, and then I'll bake it up in one of my Dutch ovens, and then I will try to make something with the new mixer. This is all progress, people. The new mixer is very intimidating, I have to say. It is lovely, but it's a lot more complicated than a KitchenAid stand mixer. And so that's another thing where the directions have to be read. And I'm just not a directions reading kind of person, so I got to get Ben to read them and then tell me what they say. Anywho, here is what we're seeing at the farmer's market already besides strawberries. So beets and Swiss chard, which is lovely because it comes in all these great colors. The stalks come in all these great colors, but yuck, I don't eat it. And kale, which comes in many shades of green, but I also don't eat it. And lots of delicious salad greens. We've been getting some salad greens and having salads again. Yum, yum, yum. Plant starts, of course. Some hothouse tomatoes, which, they look fine, but they're really expensive, and I'm not sure they're worth the price. It won't be long before actual tomatoes are happening. I mean, I have actual tomatoes on my plants that aren't even in the ground yet. I mean, they're cherry tomatoes. They'll be ripe probably in 2 weeks. Anyway, we have a new kettle corn vendor at our Thursday morning market that we had as a guest vendor at our Earth Day event, and they have this refillable bucket. And I have been making myself very well known with it's actually Ben's bucket. And you get $3 off when you bring your bucket back. And they just refill your bucket. And so I love that, refillables. I love that for us. In pet news, you're going to love this update. Remember how torn up I was about the constant battles between Sister Helen and Murder Kitten versus Blueberry and Laddie, to the point where I was seriously and tearfully considering rehoming the Murder Twins somewhere where they could be only cats? Well, Murder Kitten definitely just got over whatever it was. I think once Blueberry and Laddie became twice her size, which didn't take long because the Murder Twins are very small cats. They stopped growing when they were about 6 months old, and then they just channeled all of their energy into murder. I think she started to rethink her position on terror, but Sister Helen continued to just be a fucking monster. I mean, she was we tried medicating her, we tried putting fancy collars on her, we tried keeping her in the basement where she didn't have access to the other cats, and it was just untenable. But it turns out that her teeth, she had terrible teeth. She had kitty gingivitis. She was in a lot of pain. We had two teeth pulled, and the rest of her teeth were all cleaned and scaled, and that is something that we're just going to really have to keep an eye on. And while there is like a dust up every now and then of just sort of chasing around the house, there are no more epic battles or howling or hissing or gatekeeping the food dishes or the litter boxes or the water dish. And there are even daily like head bumps and some nose kisses and some purring between Sister Helen and Laddie and Blueberry. And it is such a relief. I think poor Jen had to hear me. It was on the other end of the phone and the text of me just so devastated at the idea of having to rehome those cats. And despite being so terribly allergic, lined up to help me find homes for them. And it looks like I don't have to, because I think everything has settled down. We just have to really keep an eye on Sister Helen's health, because she was trying to tell me something and I was not listening. And it was only when one of her teeth was wiggly that I realized that that might be a problem. So anyway, all good news there. Everybody else seems to be doing fine. I cannot believe that Pete is still alive, but he is. He's still kicking it. Everybody else is fine. Rufus is doing great. He's doing really good at catching things when you throw them to him. Not so good at giving them back. He's a golden receiver, not so much a golden retriever. But he has shown Waffles the way. Waffles can actually catch a stuffed toy on the fly. He only does it about once a week, but Waffles says that's all he really needs to do. He's not an overachiever. Okay, so let's get caught up on some food holidays, shall we? Quick note, if you've forgotten it or blocked it out, that Sunday is in fact Mother's Day. So if you have a mother and you need to celebrate Mother's Day, because if you don't, you won't hear the end of it. Today is the day to put a card in the mail. Really no later than tomorrow. I used to go to Connecticut for Mother's Day, and I would celebrate by planting Mom's stone swan planters with red geraniums. Those stone planters are now at Catherine's, and every time I visit, I take a couple of the stone statuaria and the planters home with me. Now I just send a 3-pound bag of Jelly Bellies because that is what Mom loves. Okay, since I missed the beginning of May, let's do a little backtrack, and I'll give you a quick heads up on what the whole month holidays for May are. It's National Asparagus Month, and yes, I've been seeing a ton of asparagus at the farmer's market. However, I don't like asparagus, and neither does Ben, so we don't buy it. We did buy ramps, though. I should probably tell you the whole ramp story. Well, I'll save it for next week about how we made ramps pesto, and it was so good. It's National Barbecue Month. It's National Chocolate Custard Month. It's National Egg Month. I love eggs. Eggs really are a perfect food. It's National Gazpacho Aficionado Month, which I love saying, although it does make it sound like I have a lisp. It's National Hamburger Month. It's National Salad Month. And it's National Strawberry Month. And the first week of May is National Raisin Month. And the next week is National Hamburger Week. So clearly, Big Meat Patty has some hooks in the calendar to have both a week and a month. And just so you're ready, the third week of May is National Pickles Week. Okay, so today is Wednesday, the 8th, and it's National Empanada Day. We have a lot of empanada food people at the farmer's market, but I don't really like them all that much, but Ben likes them. It's also coconut cream pie day. And while I love coconut cake, I am not as big a fan of coconut cream pie as I am of coconut cake. Although I will absolutely eat coconut cream pie if it is in front of me for sure, but it's not my first choice if there's another dessert. And it is also Root Canal Appreciation Day, and I would like to know who comes up with holidays like that. I mean, clearly dentists and dental insurers, but damn, I am not putting that on my calendar for next year. Tomorrow, Thursday, May 9th, is National Butterscotch Brownie Day. And I was curious about this. Is a butterscotch brownie really just a blondie? And yes and no. It is a blondie, but it has butterscotch chips, which I'm not a fan of because they taste really gross. But if you actually made your own little butterscotch chips and put them in, then that would be fine. But when I was doing this little bit of research, I discovered that blondies actually predate brownies by a few years, and I did not know that. Chocolate brownies did not appear on the dessert table scene until about 1905, and actual butterscotch was invented in England in 1807, and blonde brownies were first baked in 1896 by Fanny Farmer, who, by the way, wrote one of my very favorite cookbooks. And it's the one cookbook that I think my mother still has. And I have told her many times that when it comes time to part this mortal coil, I want that cookbook. Anyway, Fanny Farmer later added chocolate to her recipe, and that created what we now know as brownies. So there you go. The more you know. Rainbow Star. Okay, Friday is Shrimp Day, and less said about that, the better. It is also Clean Your Room Day, and no, it's not, you cannot make me. And it's also National Public Gardens Day. And I cannot believe that this month it has been 5 years since I went to Wales and got to spend time with my pen pal from when I was a kid. And I got to see so many beautiful gardens. I would love so much to go back. I keep looking at airfare, but it all seems so outrageously expensive post-COVID. Okay, so Saturday, May 11th is Eat What You Want Day, which honestly is every day in my book. And it is also Brunch for Lunch Day, which, and I say this every year, is dumb because brunch is already breakfast for lunch. So basically, it is lunch for lunch. It's also Hostess Cupcake Day, but I actually prefer Drake's Funny Bones myself, which, you know, are like Swiss rolls, except they have peanut butter cream on the inside. Delish! And it is Stamp Out Hunger Day. But I don't think our mail carriers participate here in Northern Virginia because, or at least not in our county, because the past 2 years we put out bags of food and they haven't collected it. So I'm not going to do that this year. But if you... But you absolutely should if you got a bag in your mail or a note in your mail, because your mail carriers are absolutely going to collect it if they gave you a bag or they gave you a note, and it's a great thing. I still see so many people at the food bank line at the church when we're coming home from the farmer's market, and it's still just so shocking to me. Just hundreds of people in their car waiting for like one little bag of groceries. So whatever we can do to put money and food into the food banks, we need to do it if we can. Okay, Sunday is Nutty Fudge Day. And I'm not sure if I told you, but one of my Christmas presents from my friends, my Red Sox friends in my Slack chat, was Fudge of the Month Club. I love it so much. Every month I get two small slabs, it's like a quarter pound each, so I get a half pound total of two different kinds of fudge from the fudge mill in New Hampshire. Who knew that you milled fudge? But, you know, they do things different in New England. And I have to say that it is some of the absolute best fudge I have ever had. And it comes so well packaged, and it is nice and fresh, and it is absolutely delicious. Of course, my favorite is going to be the Panucci Walnut. But the chocolate peanut butter and, oh my God, the pure New Hampshire maple. It was so good. Those are definitely my second and third choices. Usually one slab is a specialty flavor like the Panucci or the maple. On one month, it was chocolate with raspberries. And it wasn't just raspberry flavor. It actually had dried raspberries in it. It was so good. And then the other slab is just a variation of chocolate. Maybe it's Belgian chocolate. Maybe it's just chocolate fudge with walnuts. Still delish. Anyway, two big thumbs up for that treat. I love those gifts where you get it all year long, just once a month. It's a great way to feel the love. Anyway, Sunday is also World Buckfest Day. And I didn't know what Buckfest was, and I was kind of surprised that I did not, because honestly, I should know all of the things, right? So I looked it up, and it's actually a fortified wine that actually has caffeine in it as well. And it originated in the UK and was made popular in the 1920s and beyond. And it looks like there's been some controversy around it and many attempts to ban it because it makes a lot of people crazy. So I'm surprised it isn't a big deal here in the U.S. as a result, and I'm sure that I would hate it, but don't you think Jen and Ingo should try it as cocktail of the week? And of course, Sunday is Mother's Day, and I hope the pets get me a new hanging basket of petunias or something. They are usually real good about remembering Mother's Day. Now, I know I probably won't get another podcast written and recorded this weekend, what with it being pool raisin days. And so I'm going to go ahead and go into the next week for food holidays to make sure that you're covered. Monday is fruit cocktail day. And I don't know about you, but I used to love those little cans of fruit cocktail. They were such a treat when I was growing up because they were not something that we had a lot of growing up. So it was like a special thing. But now that I've had like real fruit not in a can as a grown person, I absolutely cannot eat fruit cocktail because I bought some in the fall when I was working really hard at getting more food into my body. And it was absolutely disgusting. Well, I mean, it wasn't disgusting. It was just everything tasted like white grapes, no matter what it was in the fruit cocktail. White grape. Anyway, Tuesday is Buttermilk Biscuit Day. Big fan of biscuits. Would love to become sort of like a biscuit expert, like making like the best, fluffiest, flakiest biscuits. And not just rely on, you know, popping them out of one of those cans. I love them with eggs and cheese, maybe a little bit of ham or crispy bacon and some fresh slice of tomato right from the garden. That's such a yummy breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And Wednesday is chocolate chip cookie day. And honestly, you can have chocolate chip cookies on Thursday and Friday as well. Okay, friends, that should get you through the week. I hope that you are all doing okay. My list of people and pets to send energy and love to gets longer every week. Mom and Fred and Ella and Kathy and Kat and Pot Roast's mom and Elise Myers and Catherine and Bob Volk's family and my cat friend Lloyd. I'm sending you all love and light and hope that you're all finding peace and good health and giving yourself grace when you need it because you deserve it. You are all worthy of it. Thank you for supporting the podcast by listening and rating it and sharing it with your friends and coworkers and the people you make small talk with in the grocery line or at the ketamine infusion place. I'll see you next week or thereabouts. And until then, remember, it is probably time to swap in a new toothbrush. Memorial Day is Hamburger and Cheeseburger Day. So that's now a month, a week, and a day from Big Meat Patty. Do not cross Big Meat Patty. And if you think that you love freedom, but you don't believe or care it applies to everybody, then what you actually love is privilege. See you soon. Love you.